Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brachas Daf Chof Tes in the Oiz V'Odor edition, which is Perek Sheni in the middle of Halacha Zayin. Says the Gemara, we're starting the third line. Hadod Teimur Berechitza Shel Tainuk. Even the Mandarma that holds an Ovil cannot shower, cannot bathe. That's only if he is doing it for Tainuk, he's doing it for pleasure. Our Berechitza Sheina Shel Tainuk Mutar. But if it's not doing for pleasure, it's just doing it because something is bothering him, then it's allowed. He had scab, he had extra skin that bothered him. The house of Yossi, can he go and bathe? So here, the way it argues so is, if he's not going to do that, he will be very bothered. Misu, not he is going to die, but he's going to suffer. And this you can do even in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. We have here another girsa, the way the Vilna Gaon brings it over here, the way the Reb Chaim says, that the Gemara is telling us that what we're talking about is, if we're talking about sakonis nefashos, talking about that he needs it because if not, he's literally going to die. So then obviously he could do it. He could do it in Yom Kippur, he could do it on Tisha B'Av. Not even on Shiloh. Every sakonis nefashos he could do. Ella al-Korcha, what we're talking about is not sakonis nefashos. We're talking that someone is suffering, is bothering him. And on this, it said he could do it. So you see from here, an Ovel could do any showering, any bathing, which is not for Sainuk. Says the Gemara, they saw him going to the mikvah, going into the water, but they didn't know what was the reason he did it. Even the carrier lo yadin, did he go to the water because of mikvah, because he had carry? Or he went to cool off, because he holds that cold water, that's not a rechitzo. Lo yadin, they didn't know if that's the reason. So we're not sure what was the reason why he went into the water. Hoy rabo kehain tanyo, rabo paskin lafayim b'raiso. Then the b'raiso said, hoy rab achar v'achar paskin pebo min haderech, if he's coming from the way, the ovel. For you roglov keyo solov, his feet are bothering him or disturbing him, shemutur lachitza v'mayim, he's not a washer in water. Because again, if you're not doing for tanyo, you're doing only to remove something which is bothering, it's mutter. Says the Gemara, Tani Ovel Umenude Shayu Mehalchim Baderech. They're walking on the way, Mutorim Ben Yilas Asana. They're allowed to wear shoes in order to protect themselves from the way. Ukeshilevo Eloir Yachloitzu. They come into the city, they remove it. Because the Yilas Asana is also a simen, a sign of a velus, of mourning. And you do it only as much as it is not done to protect one from getting hurt. V'chen B'Tishbo V'chen B'Tani Tzibur. Also in Tishbo Tani Tzibur, one can wear shoes if he needs it. Tali memokom shenogu lishol b'shloim avilim b'Shabbes shoyalim. On Shabbos, we know we're not knowing minhagi avilus, at least before Hestia. So if the minhag of the place is to say hello, to say shalom to an avilim on Shabbos, you could do it. Ubadorim shoyalim, that's what they do in the south. Rabbi Shai Rubo ozol chadosar. Shai Rubo came to this place. V'chozo avilio b'shubto. He saw these avilims on Shabbos. V'shoyal bon, he told him shalom aleichem. I don't know what your minig is. Do you say shalom to Avelim and Shabbos or not? So I'm telling you shalom because that's my minig. You may not know to do that way. So I'm going, I'm just telling you this is my minig. Don't learn from me if that's not your minig. Here's what Chalavto was praising Rameir in front of the people from Tzipori. And he told them, Odom Godo. Adam Kodosh, Adam Tsanua. He's great, he's holy, he's someone with Tsanua. Chadzman, Chami Aveli Bishuto Visholboin. And Rameir saw some Avelim in Shabbos and told him Shalom Aleichem. Says the Gemara da Choftes Amun Beis. Amin Lei, Aha Dat Mati Shafre? This is the guy that you praise so much? Because for them, their minig was not to say Shalom to an Ovel. Amalun Mai Iske, what exactly did he do that he bothers you? He saw Avelim on Shabbos. The Shoyal Bon, he asked him, he said, Shalom Aleichem. Come see what his power is. He's coming to teach you something. He's coming to teach you. He's coming to teach you there's no Avelus whatsoever in Shabbos. You have to take all the Minogi Avelus away in Shabbos. And the more brings the Pasuk, that's the Pasuk, Birkas Hashem, the Baruch of Hashem will bring richness. Zu Birkas Shabbos. The Shabbos makes a person rich. There will be no sadness with it. Zo avelus. There's no avelus there. That as the king is, was sad on his son. So you see, when you speak about atzus, about sadness, refers to avelus, we don't have that on Shabbos, and that's where Meir came to teach, that there's no avelus on Shabbos, and therefore he could say, Shalom Aleichem, to avelim on Shabbos. Where in Loch Haches, Zog the Mishnah, Kashemes Tavi Avdo, when Amliel's slave named Tavi died, Kibel Olav Talchumim, he accepted condolences. He was singing Beshura like an Avel, and they gave him Nechama. Amru Loi Lodim Atenu Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us a Rebbe? Shein Mekavim Talchumim Ala Avodim, you don't accept Talchumim on slaves, as the Gemara is going to explain. Amru Lehem Ein Tavi Avdi Kishar Avodim, Kosher Hoyo. My slave is not a normal slave, he's special in his way of kashrus, and therefore he's different. So the Gemara, Habrei Choyim Achayim Mekavim Talchumim Aleim, there's different ways to understand this Gemara. We'll stick here, Rav Chaim. The Gemara is asking, Avadim, they're not related to the owner. So you're saying, Avadim, you don't accept Avelus. You don't accept Al-Chumim. So do you accept Al-Chumim on someone who is not an Oved, but he's not related? Says the Gemara, Kineim Asniso in Mekavim Al-Chumim Ala Avadim. You have to explain like the Braiso, according to the way the Goyen brings it, according to Rav Chaim, what the Gemara is speaking about, we're talking about children of Avadim. Not only that the owners don't accept Tarchomim, but also their children are not accepting Tarchomim on an Avodim. So that's different than Ben Chayrim. Ben Chayrim, obviously, his child will accept Tarchomim, will sit Shiva on his father. And the reason why Rav Gamliel accepted Tarchomim on Tavi, that has to do because he was very close to him. He felt like he's a son, as the Gemara is going to say in a second regarding a Talmud. So to Gemara, Tani Maise Shemese Shivchoso Shabi Lezer. Rav Lezer Shivcho made, was died. Nechasu talmidu lenacho. They came in itself. His talmidu came in to be menachemim. Felo kibel. He didn't accept. Nechaz v'peren lechotza. He saw them coming, so he ran to the courtyard. V'nechnesu acharav. They came after him. So he went into the house. Labais. V'nechnesu acharav. They came after him. Omer lemhem. He told him. He told him an expression. Kimedum yaisi yatem nichvim yapoishim. I thought if I throw on you lukewarm water, you'll get the hint. V'yatem nichvim afilu beroitchim. Even if I pour you boiling water, you don't understand. I'm trying to run away from you to teach you that you should not come to be menachemi. You don't accept tarchumim on slaves. Avodim, you treat them like an animal. You don't accept on another person who's not a relative to you. So of course you don't accept on avodim. If a slave or a maidservant is nifter, you just say, Kishbuch should fill up your, whatever you're missing, like you say when someone loses a big monetary loss. Says the Gemara, Kadomach Reb Chiya Bar Ado Bar Chose de Bar Kapro. When Reb Chiya was nifter, Kabel Shlokish Aloy, Shlokish accepted Tachumim. The Avi Rabbi, who was his Rebbe, Nemo Talmide de Bainash Chovi Vale Kibre. You see from here that a Talmid is considered to a person like his son. So therefore, Reb Shlokish accepted Tarchumim on someone that was his Talmid because he treated him like a son. And that's why Rav Gamliel was accepted Tarchumim on Tavi, his slave. Ayel v'iftar lo, he got up and said the following hespet. He said the pasuk, Doidi yored leganoi. Doid, speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, went to his garden, La ruga saboisim, to the special garden, Lirois pagonim, to check out the gonim. Lo tzucho, what is the pasuk speaking about? We're talking about Hashem. Yored legano is the oilam, this world. La ruga saboisim, what's a special garden? Elu Yisrael. Liris beganim, the other gardens, elu umas oilam. Says here the Rash Sirilero, meaning to cut off the umas oilam, to punish them. Filil kocheshanim, to take the special flowers, elu at tzadikim shemisalkom yibinim. The tzadikim he takes away from the world. Says the more, what's that? Moshlo, moshlo, ma davar doimi. Moshlo. What is the moshlo? Le melech shahayo loy ben v'achoviv olav yoyser midai. He had a son that he loved a lot. Ma also a melech, what did the melech do? Not lo pardis. He planted for him an orchard. B'shah shahaya ben oyser v'tzorin shal aviv. When the son was doing what the father wanted him to do, ha mechazah b'chol oylem kuli, went all around the world. V'roya eizu netifa yofa b'oylem, which is a beautiful tree in the world. V'noyta b'toch pardesoy. He looks all around the world. He sees a new tree he doesn't have in his orchard, he doesn't have in his garden. He brings it to plant it there so his son can enjoy it. But then when the son upsets the father, Then he goes and removes all the beautiful trees. When Am Yisrael doing the Ritzon of Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu mechazeh b'chol ha'olim kulo. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks all around the world. He looks for a tzaddik where? In Umas Olam. Among the goyim. He's looking for tzaddiki among the goyim. Says the Gemara, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Umevioi umedapkoi leYisrael. And he goes and he brings him to Am Yisrael. Kegoyin, give you an example, says the Gemara. Yisroi v'rochav. Yisroi that joined Am Yisrael and Rochav the Zoyna who joined Am Yisrael. Ubishah shemachisim oisoi. When Am Yisrael angry at Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hayam esalek at tzaddikim shebeneim. He takes away the tzaddikim. So meaning, when you have to refer back to the mashal, when the son is doing the right thing, he brings more beautiful trees and plants them into the orchard. And when he's machis, he takes all the beautiful trees, the new ones and the old ones, removes every tzaddik that you have, removes it out of the orchard, and that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away the tzaddikim from the world. And here, just to point out that Yerushalmi is telling us a tremendous chiddush, that in a sense, we are looking for the tzaddikim among the goyim to bring them to Am Yisrael. So just to mention one line, that the Arizal says, that among the Umas Olam, among the goyim, there's nitzoytos of Gedusha. There's sparks of holiness among the goyim. And we need to go and collect them and bring them back to Am Yisrael. And that explains the Gemara Bavli Psochim that says, the Am Yisrael went to Galus only just to bring more converts. We're not looking for converts, usually. But there's some specific converts that do belong to Am Yisrael. And that's what our Yerushalmi is telling us over here. There's some tzaddikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back to Am Yisrael when Am Yisrael deserved them. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Brochus Dav Choftes.